Derek McCullough, and I'm the manager of the Mount Pleasant Community Centre. We're all standing here in the atrium of the Mount Pleasant Community Centre. The origins of this community centre go back to just after the Second World War, when the government put together a proposal to get war memorials spread throughout the country. And the Mount Pleasant residents decided that rather than an arch or a gate, they would create something that would be useful for the community. So they built the first community centre in a proposal where the government matched the fundraising dollar for dollar, or pound for pound as it was then. The city council would give a dollar a year lease for the land, and the community centre would raise the money to do it. And they set about doing that, and the original centre was called the Mount Pleasant War Memorial Community Centre. And just as a sign of the times, when you look at how it was built, it was basically locals coming down here and digging the foundations, a local providing the concrete and the building. Health and safety would have had a field day. So that was built and was opened officially by a Honourable W.A. Bodkin, Minister of Internal Affairs, on April the 18th, 1953. And it was the old-style community centre with a big hall, a stage at one end, one meeting room to one side. But then it added a Montessori school over the years and a kindergarten school over the years. And it was really the community hub for Mount Pleasant at that stage. So that hall existed here from 1953 when it was opened and was a big part of the community then until 2011, about the 22nd of February. And sadly, or not so much if when you see what we've replaced it with, that community centre fell over. And so we had to go about the process again of raising the money to rebuild this new centre. We thought it was going to be a breeze because we thought we had replacement insurance and it was just a matter of them proving the budget for the replacement. But the council had changed the insurance. It was about the mid-90s. And instead of replacement, we had indemnity. And I never forget the meeting when the insurance guy comes along and says, yes, we'll give you $1.6 million towards the $5 million building. So anyway, we got all that raised except for about $180,000, which we still owe and which we're paying off by running things like the farmers market. So this building is quite a special building. It was designed by Chris Moller, who was the host of Grand Designs. And it's made out of LVL timber, laminated veneer lumber. And what you see is not only the finishing part of the building, but this is the structural part as well. So it's quite an efficient way of doing it. It's got a lovely feeling. And since we've been open in 2016, we have been hosting weddings and birthday parties and funerals and memorial services. And we have about 50 classes a week. And on any given week, about 1,000 people go through either the community centre classes, the Front Room Cafe, which I give a big plug for, fabulous little cafe, and from a historical point of view, there are some lovely photographs in there going back to the 1800s of what this place looked like then, and showing photographs of World War I troops coming out across the Ferrymead Bridge. So the community centre now has gone back to how it was of being a community hub, where lots of people come through. We've got the farmers market that runs every Saturday morning. And that's an interesting thing too, in that on the 22nd of February 2011, both the supermarkets where people bought their food from around here fell over. So the farmers market was set up specifically just to provide food for the locals. And we thought that once the supermarkets opened and once Littleton Market opened up, that that would be the end of it. But some 650 markets later, without missing one at all through weather, we're still going and it's a buzzy little market. And another recent development is a thing called the Food Truck Alley, which goes on Sundays from 4 till 8 and has a remarkable range of foods. So that's really the story of this community centre. It's a thriving hub of a place and it's one of only two community centres in Christchurch which is owned by the residents. The people that belong to the association own it. It's not a council facility, so that means that we have to fund it, manage it, and do all of that sort of stuff, which is probably why we get on any given month about 180 to 200 volunteer hours to keep it running, because the people engage with it because they own it.